The rebels in Libya appear unable to make much progress militarily against Gaddafi. Government troops are better equipped and better organized. But thanks in large part to NATO airstrikes, the rebels are still holding the eastern part of Libya. And people in the east are finding ways to celebrate their freedom from Gaddafi's rule. Songs about that new freedom are played on rebel radio stations. One popular tune is a rock ballad written by three young men just after the rebels took control of Benghazi. It's a sort of English language anthem them to the revolution. The World's Ben Gilbert reports.
Back in 1992, Yasmin Akanovich moved to Libya to escape the violence in his home country of Yugoslavia. Akanovich, who goes by the nickname Dado, arrived to Libya with few possessions beyond his Polish-made guitar and a love of Dire Straits. He immediately began to make friends in the Benghazi music scene.
I was a foreigner this time, and everybody, they like me. And especially with my language, I learn very fast Libyan accent, Arabic. Up to now, really, I'm happy because I'm here.
Ikanovich's house quickly became the epicenter of the rock music scene in Benghazi. After 8 years in the country, he met 18-year-old Rami Alkaleh, a budding Libyan guitarist.
From first time when we know each other, it's like connection. You know, music is a special language. I loved Rami from the first day, you know, the person and personality, and even he was, in my opinion, one of the family.
Before the revolution in eastern Libya, the two men would jam until late at night. Their songs weren't political, but when an uprising against Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's iron-fisted rule began on February 15th, everything changed. Gaddafi's troops began firing on unarmed protesters.
The moment when they start to kill the guys on the street without weapons, without anything, all of Benghazi people especially say something is wrong, something is not good, you know. And say, Rami, we must do something. What is in our hands, you know, what we can do? Say, okay, let us make the song, and that's it.
We will not surrender. We will not we die. Our flag won't fall down, it will wave up high forever.
They started writing this song on March 4th and finished in 4 days. Their friend, Hussein Kablan, sang the vocals. Kablan says they decided to sing in English to let the world know what was happening in Libya.
We need the people outside know what's happening inside. Sometimes the people listen to the music and their feeling change, you know. So they took the words from Omar Mukhtar that we will not surrender, we win or we die. And the word is talking about how we told Gaddafi that the people that you burn and buried underground, that they will come out and bring you down.
Omar Mukhtar was the famous Libyan resistance fighter who fought against the Italian occupation of Libya in the early 20th century. As the trio put the final touches on the song, tragedy struck. On March 8th, Rami Alkaleh went to pick up his brother from a friend's house in Benghazi when a firefight erupted nearby. A bullet passed through the rear of Rami's car and struck him in the heart. He died almost instantly. Ikanovich was at home waiting for Rami to come and re-record the song's guitar solo. Then he got a call that his friend had been in an accident.
I get my jacket, and when we come to the hospital, two guys, they say, sorry for your friend, and very bad moment. Rami was the best person. Everybody like him, and at this moment where Rami died, I'm really, something's broken in me.
Now, Akanovich and Kablan see the song as a memorial to Libyans' dedication to the revolution and to their friend. A video they made features Rami recording the song, and they haven't stopped making music for Free Libya. With the Libyan rebels caught in a stalemate with Gaddafi's forces, the revolutionary fervor has given way to a certain resignation that the battle against Gaddafi may last a long time. Still, Akanovich and Kablan are hopeful. It's reflected in Akanovich's young daughter singing in the last few bars of the song they made with their friend, Rami. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.